It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Breaking news. The vault is open and the fright reels have escaped. With your hosts, the Jims. Sit back and put on that raincoat because it's going to get bloody.
Bloody awful if you ask me.
Fright Reels is brought to you by Slap Happy Toys.
Slap Happy Toys, the nightmares play. Come on down, it's your lucky day. With every toy, a haunted smile, dark magic fun that'll last a while. Get your chills, get your scares, Slap Happy Toys, they're everywhere.
Here at Slap Happy Toys, we use the best materials for your products, like polycarbonate silicone, from the base of active volcanoes.
With every toy, a haunted smile, dark magic fun that'll last a while. Get your chills, get your scares, Slap Happy Toys, they're everywhere.
Slap Happy Toys.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. It's podcast time. Episode number 11. What movies are we doing today, Jim?
Evil Dead 1 and 2.
I'm Jim, and this is Jim as well.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Where are the Jims? Jim's the one drinking the wine, though. Yeah, I'm the other Jim. This is Fright Reels, and we want to thank our sponsor,
Slap Happy Toys.
Welcome back. So, some exciting things have happened since the last time we talked to everybody, right?
Yes.
So, one of the main things is, before we get into the movie, which was another exciting thing, is we've got we've employed some more people with our Fright Reels company to help us kind of get things kicked up into the next level.
Social media and PR, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, and because of that, you can count on us being a little more consistent because, man, we've had a fucking problem with that, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we'll see you next week, and then sometimes it's 3 months, and sometimes we do three in a week, and so it's just been really fucking stupid. So one of the things we're doing is you'll check out our new surroundings where Jim's actual lair located
place,
in parts unknown. I had to
domain.
Go through like a bat cave to get here. It was weird. I was blindfolded and picked up, thrown in the back of a van.
Yes.
What the fuck is that thing?
Which
with
one?
With the liquid in it.
That is wine.
It is
that
wine?
That is a wine decanter.
Why? No, for real?
Yes.
Why does it look like water on the top?
Well, that is the aerator. When you pour the wine over it, it aerates the wine.
Is there water in it, though?
Yes.
And it goes through the water?
No, it's a permanent, it's a ball, it has water in it, and it's just to weight it down on the screen. And then the wine goes over the ball to aerate it.
Man, that's fucking cool.
You should do that with red wine, mostly.
Interesting. And all the other implements. Anyway, so that's one of our newer things. And the fact that we're in here is going to help us, we feel, be more consistent. Right now, we're going to commit to having at least one video a month, at least.
Yeah.
I'd hate to overextend it and call it once a week, but we're going to try to do as many as we can. And then tell them what else had happened between the last time we saw them and now.
There is a... We interviewed Tom Sullivan. He was the makeup artist for Evil Dead 1 and 2 and 3, maybe?
Yeah, he did the
and
first three.
Yeah.
And not just makeup, but like all the like art direction.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He made everything.
He created the Necronomicon book in it and all the artsy stuff there.
It was great. We got some pictures. Do we have any footage? I don't remember if we have any footage.
We got a lot of footage.
Live footage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Show it in the screen.
Yeah, we'll show you some stuff. Here you go.
We're here for Tom Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan from the Evil Dead. He's coming on Apple Terraform.
Oh, hello everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, excellent.
Thank you. We're taking this screening at this incredible great fucking theater. Holy cow.
So you met Sam Raimi in college. How was it like working with him?
He was an encyclopedia. There is an encyclopedia of film technique, and he had his own take that really shows in his movies. He knew how to, all the tricks, how to get an audience's reactions. He loved it. He called it torturing the audience, building up expectations, and then fucking with them. And one of his little mantras was, in the early part of the film, you've got to hit the audience in the forehead with a sledgehammer. In the case of Evil Dead, that would be the vine attack.
So what's funny about it to me, what was funny, is that dude, every one of his stories had weed in it.
Yeah, there were a lot of potheads.
He kept talking then. About it. Yeah.
Year was that? 80?
70s, man. Because he was early, talking about like meeting them in college and all that shit.
Yeah, I got some info on that.
And it was funny though. It felt like he was going out of his way to like validate his street cred and kept bringing up fucking weed stories in college. And did he mention even dropping acid?
Maybe.
I think so. It reminded me of my days in college. And I didn't even go.
So we asked questions. So it was at the Palace in Lorain, this city in Ohio. And it's this old palace that they showed both movies. And we interviewed him before the movies played. And it was pretty cool.
It was really cool. Yeah, shout out to the Lorain Palace. Check them out at lorainpalace.com. Really cool. It's like a 100-year-old theater. It's awesome. And I didn't tell you yet. This is sort of a bomb. I don't know. This might be edited or not. I got a message from Fletcher about, he talked to the palace about doing a Hellraiser Halloween hootenanny at the palace and doing Hellraiser 1 and 2, and he wants a Cool Cat to sponsor. He wants me to talk to Gary about it and blah, 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 blah.
Nice.
He's talking about getting the big man, but...
Doug Bradley?
Yeah, he doesn't really come out to things, does he?
He's been at conventions.
He lives in PA. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. We will be at the Haunted Hearse thing.
Yep.
That's coming up on August 9th. It's like this like Hearse drive-in and like the Haunt Club of Cleveland, everybody. So we're going to be there for that as well. So that catches us up on Fright Reel's business.
Yeah.
It's nobody's business.
But our business.
So now we're going to talk about the greats. Evil Dead 1 and 2. Did we decide to just do 1 and 2 because we did those in the movie, or should we just do Army of Darkness as well? How do we not do Army of Darkness?
I think we were just going with the early ones.
Army of Darkness.
Right.
The third one.
Yeah.
And the original sort of trilogy. What's so funny, though, is that one wasn't called Evil Dead. So yeah. I used to work at a video store. And
like Quentin Tarantino?
Yes. And I saw Evil Dead 2 at the drive-in with my sister. So my sister was old enough to drive. So I meant she was 16, which meant we were like 13, and me and Van Meter. And she and her girlfriend took me and Van Meter to the drive-in. And it was Poltergeist 2, which we went to see, which sucked.
Yeah.
Except for the dude is fucking harsh. God is in his holy temple, Jim.
God
I aspire
is
to look like him when I'm old.
His holy
and then it was with Evil Dead 2, and none of us knew what to expect at all. We had no point of reference, and it fucking blew our minds, right? Fast forward a couple of years. I'm working at a video store, and this kid, Vincent, who's dead now, rest in peace, he came in there, and we were talking Evil Dead, and he was like, dude, you know there's a third one? And I'm like, what? And he was like, yeah, except it's called Ash versus the Army of Darkness or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? And I not only was he right, but we had it there. Then I grabbed it for that night. You know, I always took home 5 or 10 movies. And fucking, there it was, number 3.
Wow.
It was great.
That was good.
But it does have a different title. It's weird. Kind of like Hellraiser 2 is actually called Hellbound.
Right.
Like, alphabetically, it's in the catalog, like on a wall, it's up there before Hellraiser because it's...
Which, the Hellraiser, the book was called Hellbound Heart.
Right.
Was the first one.
The novella.
Yes, novella.
I finally read that couple of years ago.
It's really good.
Per Year Tutelage. It was great.
Yeah.
I read Cabal, too. Did you read Cabal?
I did not, but I read the recent Pinhead stories.
Cabal is fucking Nightbreed.
Right, but I'm talking about Hellraiser.
Oh, well, maybe we'll do a Clive Barker night soon. But right now, we're doing Evil Dead. What was your... So I don't... You know, frankly, I don't even know when it was. I definitely didn't see the first original Evil Dead until after I saw 2 and 3. I was probably well into my 20s.
Yeah, I would say I saw 2 and then 3.
And then 1.
Went back to the first one, which is really just... You know,
it's a less good version of 2.
Yeah. 2 was really good.
2 is perfection, yeah, really.
Right.
But I mean, basically, 2 is, I consider it a remake. You know, I don't think they're splitting any hairs and saying, no, it isn't. No. It's a sequel or it's a rebranding. Nobody said that shit back then. They just made it again because they had more money and better special effects.
Right.
Which was some of the questions I wanted to ask Tom, but we just didn't have time to ask him as much as I wanted to.
No, I mean, he was talking about stories of them starting out, and he almost had Holly Hunter in the movie.
Is that right?
Yes. They lived together. He lived with her and Raimi. They were sharing an apartment. The Coen brothers, Francis McDormand and Kathy Bates, all lived in an apartment together.
Where was I?
He wasn't really talking about that at the palace, but he kind of hinted at it.
Is this your own research, or was this when you were talking to him, like in the bathroom or something?
No.
You're like, hey, while you have your wiener in your hand, tell me about Kathy Bates' bush.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Musty.
Oh.
She's naked in some movie, right? Like in a hot tub or something?
Yeah.
Everybody had a fit about it.
What was that movie?
I don't care. Let her be naked. Everybody should be naked all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull my vagina out right now. Okay, so Evil Dead. So then, so that was what was interesting. Is I had never watched them in order like we did at the palace.
Yeah.
It really drastically shows the difference between 1 and 2. And by the way, fuck Scotty. Oh, dude, Scotty sucked.
Scotty, dude.
Yeah, he was the worst. He was the worst character. He was annoying.
And he was an asshole.
It was good that he died. That was good.
Yeah, he had it coming.
We all liked that he died.
We cheered it. We liked it. So there's some fun things about, obviously, the first one, you know. The chick gets raped by the tree. Everybody freaks out about that.
Right.
Is it in the first one? No, it has to be the second one.
It's second, yeah.
Where, she gets raped by a tree in the first one. She gets raped by a tree in both of them.
Yeah, but it was
a little
much
more graphic in the first one.
Right, right.
But I think it's the second one where, when he's in the shed with the chainsaw, Freddy Krueger's glove's on the wall.
Yep. That's it was an homage to,
to his buddy Wes Craven.
Right.
I don't know if they were buddies yet. I'm sorry, I keep looking over here because Jim's gigantic TV has Sinners on in it. That movie was fucking good, man. We're going to get into that one soon.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast of that one.
And so actually we were discussing what we were going to do podcast-wise, and I think this is going to be, at least temporarily, our last sort of classic. Like everybody kind of does that stuff, or even if they don't, I'm not so certain that you guys are completely interested in just hearing us talk about all the movies that you've all already seen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're talking about it. I think it's important to, number one, review new movies like Sinners and new movies that are coming out. Shit, we saw Necronomicon on Christmas. We could have done it Christmas Day. Or not Necronomicon, Nosferatu.
Nosferatu, right.
And you got me all fucked up with your Necronomicon shit.
That's the John D version, his interpretation of it. John D was a magician way back. A magic man, a ritualist. That's fine.
And then the other thing would be, he should have known something when that dude was smoking right there. The other thing would be we could review stuff that maybe everybody hasn't seen as much. So, I mean, we watch a lot of fucking movies, guys, a lot of horror movies. The point being is we've amassed this really long list of these like interesting horror movies, some better than others, from streaming platforms. And we thought maybe we would be a good source for you, our friendly viewers, that we could review some of that stuff, you know what I mean? Like Axiom and all these fucked up weird movies. And that way when you all go to your social media and you're like, hey, what did the Jims think of this? You know, and then we could kind of do the legwork for you on that stuff. So maybe that's what we'll do. But right now we're here to talk about...
Yeah, because I've been on TikTok and I've seen bad reviews by people that saw it, let's say 28 years later.
Yeah.
This girl said that it was horrible, the plot sucked, everything else, but then I talked to other people and they said it was great. So
you have to go to somebody that's a trusted source. Like, essentially, if I hear from you that a movie is at least interesting and worth watching, I'll watch it. Jay is another one who you now know.
Yep, yep.
Paul from Subway. You know what I mean? There's certain people where it's like, I 100% will check it out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And hopefully we can be that source for you guys, so... That's what we'll be doing. But Evil Dead, right. So the first one, so these guys are, so the short version is the filmmakers were next door neighbors growing up in Michigan, but not right next door. Like they lived like 100 yards apart from each other. Hmm. Did you read Bruce's book, The Chance to Kill?
I did not.
So they were like 14 and they dug a fucking like 50-foot tunnel. Like underground that they reinforce with beams and shit, like in The Great Escape, yeah. to get from to each other's houses.
Wow. Huh.
And Sam and his brother, who played Joxer? His fucking brother, Raimi, the other Raimi.
Oh.
Ted. Man. So Sam and Ted,
okay.
They lived in one house, and Bruce lived next door to them. They were kids.
Wow.
And then they made little home movies and shit, and then they grew up to make real movies, this being the first one. Do you know who I'm talking about, who Ted is? Did you watch Hercules and Xena?
I watched Xena more than Hercules.
Okay, so he was Joxer. He was like a fool. He was like
the prince of fools. I remember the name. Yeah,
so that's Sam's brother. Okay. And he's actually in Evil Dead as well. I think he plays a couple of the...
Yeah.
Anyway, so they got together and they made a movie. And obviously they're from Michigan because fucking Sparty is all over all of these movies. There's a Michigan State T-shirt in every fucking movie.
Yep. Tom Sullivan was talking about the conditions during filming and how hot it was, and just everybody's miserable. And
it's so awesome.
No one had food. And
I love hearing those stories.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They were 20. It was the best days of their lives. They were living their fucking dreams. Right. It didn't matter if you were sweating from your balls, if the food was rotten, if you got crabs from the assistant.
No. It's because they didn't shave back then.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think you can get crabs without shaving or after shaving.
It'd be tough, I think.
Because in Last American Virgin, they shaved and then they didn't go away.
Oh.
So they had to give. And they tried to drown them, too. I remember.
I guess we'll have to look up the conditions where a crab can grow or stay. No.
Me neither. Anyway.
Little pube lice? No.
No, I never had pubic lice except in my eyebrows. But they. So anyway, they did this movie, and it was fine. It kind of took the world by storm. What's interesting about it, one of the things that I noticed before we even get into the next one, is that it's the first handheld movie, really.
Well, yeah. So he created this Steadicam, which you see now in movie and shows, and it gets shaky. I hate it. That was cool in the movie, but in shows, you could tell there's an action thing because it's going to start moving around.
They do it on purpose to make it look more
so
action-y.
What do they call it? The Ramo Cam is what they started calling it.
Yeah, they didn't really invent the Steadicam. That was invented by somebody else, but they did invent their own version.
The shaky, yeah.
But, I mean, even... So, not just the... Through the woods, which was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because it's the first movie I can think of where you have the point of view of the monster or whatever it is, the evilness. You are seeing the evil's point of view. But, in addition to that, there's a lot of, like, handheld... In the cabin.
Right.
Like when they're acting in like extreme close-ups and really weird shit. And it's like no films looked like that before. That even like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, even though that was a really guerrilla and really gritty, it was mostly on tripods and stuff, you know, or dollies.
Yeah.
There wasn't those like super, well, I guess there was some super close-ups. There really was. But I don't know. This just sort of took it to the next level, I think. Or it became the one by which others started looking like.
Yeah.
Like after that, it kind of a lot of stuff started looking like that, was filmed sort of that way with the like weird angles and really zoomed in shit.
And it's campy. I mean, there's a lot of campy shit going on. And
what's interesting is I don't know how much they planned it being campy in the first one or if it just turned out that way because they weren't great filmmakers.
Yeah.
And then realized that that was part of the passion of or the misdraw of it so that they made the second one like that on purpose. Right. You know,
you just say they have a play or is it? What is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a musical.
A musical, that's
I've been to it twice. It's fucking great, dude.
You know, what goes on there?
So me and Jay and Sean went in at the Palace. Dude, this was at the Cleveland Playhouse, or Playhouse Square. And it's great. I even bought the CD. So it's the same story, but it's just done in a musical. Wow. Except when the chick gets right by the tree, it's kind of like a love song. And the tree like kind of runs around with her and they're holding hands and they sort of sing. It's fucking hilarious. And the songs are great. There's a whole thing about a Kondarian demon, and it's really, really fun. And then if you sit in like the first five rows, it's like Gallagher. It's like the splash zone.
Yeah.
So you have to expect to be, because they have these, and I saw sort of how they did it underneath the stage. They have these little holes and they've got like pressure washers with blood in them, and they just spray it all over the crowd, like when something happens, and they're just shooting out in super soakers.
That's cool.
So anyway, we went once, right? A year or two later, I almost touched you, man. A year or two later, Jay and Sean and I and Mary went to see it, and they did it way the fuck out in the woods, dude, by like fucking, what's that weird fucking town by Finley? I'm going to have to edit
Wellington?
Part of this out. No, no, way farther than that. It starts with a B, I think.
Bellevue?
No, 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 no. It's got a weird name that people mispronounce. What the fuck is the name of that town? Anyway, it's way the fuck out there. And this time they did the production. This time they did the production in the middle of the woods. They built a little fucking cabin out in the middle of this like cornfield. They like plowed out a big middle area. And they built a cabin and they put up a bunch of straw fucking bales of hay to sit on. And they did it in fucking October in the woods outside. And it was fucking awesome, man.
Wow.
We got, Jay brought two bottles of apple pie moonshine and we drank a whole one on the way there. And we drank a half of one on the way back. We got to Stone too, I think. And we ended up going back to BW3 and Sean slept in the car. The three of us went inside. But it was wild outdoors like that, dude. I'd never been to anything like that. That's probably the coolest Halloween-y thing I've ever done.
Hmm.
We're sitting outside on bales of hay. The fucking, you know, it's all Halloween sky over us. They're doing the Evil Dead live outdoors,
wow,
spraying blood all over us. We're drinking apple pie moonshine. It just had all the elements.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Very cool.
Enough about me.
All right.
I think it's still recording. It is. All right. So anyway, okay, so yes. So the first one sort of broke new ground regarding filmmaking.
Yes.
It did not, however, break new ground regarding acting.
No, it was pretty bad. I mean, wasn't Bruce Campbell the most experienced or something?
I don't
think
he had
in
much
anything
experience before that. Maybe he did. I don't really know. I mean, he was obviously the standout.
Yeah.
But it's funny. For a long time, the three girls hated him. They used to go to conventions with like pictures of him with horns and like called him the devil and shit. They fucking hated him.
Why? Just ego?
I don't know.
What?
I wonder if there's a weird old sex thing there too, because they were all young and filming. I mean, I'm sure everybody there was hooking up. They're all 20, you know?
Right.
Who knows? I don't know. That's completely conjecture. Anyway, so that one comes out. It makes a big sort of stink. Is there anything else you want to say specifically about the movie before we move to two?
I mean,
I like his car.
Yeah. Which they used that in two, didn't they?
Both of them, yeah. And in the series.
Yeah. So
did you watch the series?
I didn't.
Xena's in it.
I am ashamed to say I did not.
Xena's in it.
Oh, well.
Naked.
Oh, she's naked in a few things. That Rome show on HBO.
I never saw Rome.
Yeah, she was.
Anyway,
nude.
The car was cool.
Yeah. So he used onions to make them cry like they used to.
Oh.
They
used a couple of the old tricks.
He put coffee in the blood to make it look more clotted and more yucky, like,
oh,
so, and it was darker.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he told me that.
That's interesting.
So,
that's a good
so
idea.
Tom Sullivan also, he does artwork, like drawings and paintings for role-playing games. I bought a couple pieces from him at the show, and he does a lot of Call of Cthulhu. If anybody knows what that is, it's a role-playing game set in the H.P. Lovecraft world and the mythos and all that, which I'm very into.
Cthulhu's all over this house.
Yes, I have Cthulhu right everywhere. Here? That is a head of, sort of. Yeah, there's a effigy of Cthulhu.
Why is it an effigy and not just a sculpture?
No, it's not a sculpture. It's an effigy. If you read Call of Cthulhu, you would know
this
that.
This is for nerds.
Yes, so this is a dice roller. You put the dice in the top of the head and it comes out the mouth.
I just fingered your hole.
Yeah. It's quite a big hole.
Jim made this shit too, man. Like, you made this, right?
Yeah, I 3D printed that.
Okay, back to the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's
so,
happening
yeah
with Tom? Oh, yeah, he really does artwork for that.
Yeah, he
stuff
did a lot of artwork, and
so
I've got some of the books that he did.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah. He was cool. I'd like to hang out with him.
He was pretty cool. He was very gracious and easy to talk to, and he's
right
met a lot of fans over the years, man. Yeah. He knows how to do that routine.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was sort of new to us, but everybody else there kind of knew each other.
Yeah.
They kind of knew him, too.
Right.
You know, like they're all from the same circle.
Yeah.
I think that'll start happening as we move back out in the world. So anyway, the car was cool. Another thing that was cool, and I can't remember if it was only, if it started in two or if they did it in one as well, but it was very, very effective and I knew how they did it even when I was young, but it still looked impressive, was they filmed the smoke in reverse.
Oh, so
it
right.
looked like, yeah,
that was
like
cool.
It went back into the ground.
Which you could tell it's in reverse. But
yeah, but
it was cool.
A, it was just a it was a neat trick of something to do, a camera trick that you could do
right.
you know, without any money. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was really effective because it looked like the evil was going back into its thing or whatever. And then then along comes two.
Yeah. That I mean that was I liked how they did the whole Necronomicon thing and then the daughter of the what was he,
the
a scientist
owned,
or
yeah, the
what
scientist
was it?
That found the Necronomicon, it's like an archaeologist or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were he was at the cabin with his wife.
Yep.
And the daughter was flying back there because she was gonna meet with him to read it or some shit. I don't even think she knew he was missing yet. Or
yeah,
dead.
There was a missing page that they had, and they were going to read it and
yeah.
do this ritual to either be rich and powerful. I don't know what it was.
But before they got there, Ash and the crew were there on their little vacation. Or no, it was just him and his girlfriend.
Him and his girlfriend,
time.
Right.
Right, and she had the little necklace, and she wigged out. He chopped her head off, buried her.
Yeah.
She danced naked in the fucking stones. And the
yeah,
rocks.
Which the stop motion was pretty bad.
Oh,
in that
it's
one.
So great. Her hair changes color and
right.
shit.
And she flies away.
Dude, I fucking love that.
It was funny.
But my other favorite thing about it is so that there's that bitch with whose parents own the cabin. She's a real bitch, too.
Yeah.
And her asshole husband. But I like the fucking hillbilly dude and Bobby Sue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's way too pretty for him.
Yeah.
With his teeth and whatnot.
Right, right.
But he's fucking hilarious. He's a good actor, and he's a great character in that movie.
Mm. He was in something else you told me about.
I don't know. I can't remember, but he's really good. He's like, oh, no, you know what? There is a trail. And so, like, and she's like, well, carry my bags. And then it turned out she had a big fucking thing. She was an asshole.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, then they show up, and I'm kind of on her side here. You walk in. Well, they got there, and he shot at him first.
Right.
So you walk up to the fucking stairs expecting to find your parents. You get shot at, then you open up, and there's this crazy fucking madman with his hand cut off and a chainsaw. And a, or did he cut his hand off yet? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but he didn't have a chainsaw, did he?
And covered in blood.
Yeah.
And you see blood, and you see a bloody axe, and you're wondering, what the fuck happened to my parents? So they kick the shit out of him and kick him down into the fruit cellar.
Right.
A fresh soul. She was all fat.
Yeah.
Was it Henrietta or something? What the fuck was her name?
That makes sense.
Something like that.
You know.
Mama's going to buy you a mockingbird.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun. It was also fun that chick swallowed the eyeball when they stomped on the thing and the eyeball flew out and went into Bobby Sue's mouth.
So, yeah, the girlfriend, she was sitting. It was kind of the weird scene of her sitting in the doorway, just sitting there with the makeup was bad, but, you know.
What are we talking about?
Was that the first one or second one?
What are you talking about?
His girlfriend that was in the doorway with her head backwards or something. Remember
oh,
that?
Oh, that's twice. That they're
that's
in
two.
Both. The, in the second one, are you talking about the trap door?
No.
Oh.
No, in the doorway of the bedroom. And she's sitting there laughing and just, you know.
That's the first one, yeah.
Oh, it's first? Okay, I thought
I
it was
I think so. I don't remember. But the second one is where that fucking, when the both of them, somebody's in this fruit cellar and they get their head out.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Henrietta lady, they stomp on it, and her eyeball pops out, and
right,
Bobby
right.
Joe or Bobby Sue
right.
or whatever fucking swallows the eyeball.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she gets possessed.
Yeah.
What's interesting is when they're floating around that they are talking, but their mouths don't move right. They're just going, we are the things that once were and
right.
we'll be again. It made it creepier. I don't know if that was by necessity because they basically didn't have a mask good enough that the mouth worked.
Yeah.
Or was it by design? Either way, it was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, so then they're now they're all in on it, you know, and they're freaking out. But you know what we left out is the scene where, and it's really trippy. I used to fucking, whenever anybody was tripping at my house, I used to make them watch parts of The Evil Dead.
A lot of ass in your past, isn't there?
Yeah. And so people would be tripping possibly for the first time and they'd make them watch Evil Dead. Uh-huh. They'd come unglued. But anyway, in particular, the scene where he chops his hand off and his hand's running all around the fucking house and he's
right.
fucking with it. And then he starts laughing and like the fucking deer is laughing.
Yeah.
And then the fucking lamp in the books and everything's moving around.
Yeah.
And I was telling you that was the inspiration for the George Harrison video I got my mind
set
on.
Yeah, you said that,
you.
Yeah.
And then when you watch it, everything's moving in the room.
Wasn't it Traveling Wilburys?
No, that's just George.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which is a cover, by the way. But anyway, you know, there's a fucking squirrel dancing, and the books are dancing, and Bob Geldof's doing backflips and shit to pretend like he's George. But yeah, it's the director was a big fan of the Evil Dead series and had to make that goofy ass video, and so he did that, which is fun. Just like it's neat when people are in like a different world, but they get to pay homage to that stuff. Like the guys that made the Toy Story movies are huge Shining fans, and there's some Shining reference in every Toy Story movie.
There's a lot,
It's really cool. So anyway, that happens. Everybody dies but Ash.
Right.
Ash finishes reading the fucking thing, or the chick does, and it opens up the hole to suck all the evil in.
Yep.
But it also sucks him in. And then he lands back in medieval times.
There you go.
That never sat well with me, because he lands, they're all right up on him, and they're like, who is this fucking weirdo? And then some demon comes flying up. He shoots him with the boomstick, and they all go, hail, hail. And he's like, no, hail, hail. And a camera cuts away, and they're all worshiping him. This is the end of two.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Except in the beginning of three, when he's there, they don't worship him. They put him in fucking irons, and they take him back as a prisoner. So there's sort of an inconsistency there. But then again, like we said, these movies aren't exactly known for their consistency and realism.
Nope.
You know what's fun about three, though?
His hand.
The metal one? His iron one in three?
The chainsaw hand.
That's not in three. In three, they give him like a metal one.
Oh,
like,
right, yeah.
Like, kind of like Luke.
Yeah.
But like a medieval one with like cranks and gears and shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, that's fun. But you want to know what else is fun about three? You don't want to know?
Sure, I want to know. Sure.
You know, do you remember the...
You want to know? You really want to know?
The special words that he has to say before he picks up the Necronomicon.
Well, that's from Necronomicon,
He has to say Klaatu Barada Nectu.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's from, though?
It's not Necronomicon.
No. It's from Day the Earth Stood Still. That was the password to stop Klaatu from destroying the world.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So that was a fun little throwback.
Right.
And you know what else is fun? There are three characters in Star Wars that are named Klaatu, Barada, and Nictu.
Oh, wow.
They're ugly. There's many references to that Day the Earth Stood Still.
Nice.
Which is one of my all-time favorites. I love that fucking movie. We just saw a trailer, or not a trailer, but just some reference to it the other night. And I'm like, we got to watch that goddamn movie, man, Mary and I.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. But anyway, so now he's in medieval times. They're beating the shit out of him. And then he, like, an evil fuck, they throw him in the well, basically to fight the Rancor.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a demon in the well. And he kills the demon, and now they all love him. And he gets his boomstick. You know, they're all like, you primitive fucks.
Which we have a shirt on our Fright Shirts website. Said this is my boomstick.
We didn't even mention the website.
We'll put
that up there, too, for merch. It's fun. You know what? I've been adding a bunch of stickers, dude. I think the sticker page is kind of cool on there.
Yeah. Buy more shit.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff to check out on there. We need some more Evil Dead stuff, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, he fucking frees him or whatever. And then, you know, kills him. And so that kills the monster. So all the people suddenly think Ash is fucking great. And the chick tries to kiss him. First you want to kill me. Then you want to kiss me. He told her to blow. But and that's where the grooviest groovy comes from, that one as well.
Yeah.
Groovy.
And then, so then the Deadite army's coming. Well, it's not until he fucks up and goes and takes the Necronomicon without getting the words right. And then they fuck up and they all wake up, which is fun because they're all idiots and they wake up and they're like finding their arms and stuff. And but it's fun when all the little ashes are fucking with him.
Yeah,
like Gulliver.
That's funny. Right.
And there he's all hamming it up and acting. And evil Ash is all crazy with the eyebrows and the big chin. Remember, it's on his neck.
Yeah.
He's got two heads and then it peels off of him.
It's a lot of weird shit in that movie.
Yeah, that one's fun. But evil Ash, the real evil Ash that's like leading the Deadite army with the like skull face, he's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then when the Deadite Army is attacking the castle, it's really fucking cool. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're getting their hit with cannonballs. And then at the end, he goes back, and then he's working at S-Mart, and then a demon comes out, and he uses S-Mart's top-of-the-line Smith & Wesson or Colt or whatever the fuck he had.
Right.
It was Smith & Wesson, isn't it?
I think so.
Can't remember the quote. So great. The three Evil Dead movies.
So what about the new one? What do you think about the new one?
I love the first new one, not the one in the apartment, the one in the cabin.
Right.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you see in the theater?
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, was there a cop there?
No.
So when I saw it in the theater, it's only happened twice, that one and I was stoned as shit too, and I talked to the cop and fucked me up. But it was that one and
always stoned.
I used to be. What was that other one? Hostel. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
In both of those movies, there was a cop standing at the door inside the movie theater. So, like, not at the main entrance of the multiplex, at the theater door, theater number 12 or whatever. A cop standing there. Like, we were going to freak out and kill each other or something. Right. And also, at the very end of the movie, the very last scene, the lights came all the way up. The credits didn't run in the dark. The lights came all the way up.
Yep, yep.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? But I really liked that one. I thought it was really well made. It was really bloody. It was extra gory. They even did the rape scene with the tree and everything. It was fucking awesome, dude.
I don't remember. I think I was at one movie that had cops at the entrance, and it was Bowling for Columbine.
Oh, that makes sense, though. Yeah. That was about shooting.
There was a lot of issues going on.
I was jumped right off my head. Did you guys see that? Anyway.
I ain't been drinking.
What did you think of the first remake?
I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I didn't mind the new one in the apartment. The I didn't gun, mind dude. It until the end. The
fucking nail gun. They were shooting the dude in the hand and the eyes and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
With the apartment one. What was that called?
It was, I don't know.
But it was good up until about the end. Then the monster was ridiculously stupid. She became like
a fucking Eliza monster suit.
Yeah, that was dumb.
It wasn't that good. Yeah, it wasn't. That chick's a good actor, though.
Yeah. Well, so the new one is...
another one?
Yeah, new one coming out. Evil Dead Burn, something with
They're
burning.
They're going to beat that fucking horse to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, God.
We'll see.
It's another reason why we're going to review some lesser seen movies from streaming media. That's it, right? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, the new movies. So, but you haven't watched the fucking series.
I've not.
So Jay Ream made me watch. No, I didn't finish the series, though. But Jay made me watch because he was recording them at the time. I didn't have HBO, and I was going over to his house like once a month, however often it was, and we were watching them. And I think I got through like the first five or six, and it was fun.
I'll have to watch it.
Was the last one Evil Dead Rise? Was it called Rise? That sounds right to me.
I don't know. So maybe.
That chick was in Vikings. She was a witch. Did you watch
another good series? Yeah, I didn't watch it all. I watched the first two seasons. It was good.
Were you in love with Lagertha?
She's very cool.
She's fetching.
She is, yes.
I think Mary loved Rollo.
I'm 80% Viking.
That's such horseshit, dude. There's no fucking way.
Why? I got a helmet.
Oh, yeah. That's 40% right there.
Right.
By God, you are a Viking. Yeah, dude, that would not be comfortable.
No,
and then add to that shoulder pieces... Chainmail, gloves,
cod piece.
Did you get that as like a birthright? Did they give that to you guys at birth?
Yeah, they sent it to me after I did 23andMe.
You're not a fucking Viking.
So all the Evil Dead movies are based on the Necronomicon and all that. And
here's Jim's copy.
It's my copy. There's, you know.
There's Jim's other fucking copy.
I
had a little one that I got from bookseller in high school.
The author of that was just Simon. You'll put the picture up on the screen. So it was a pseudonym. It wasn't even a real thing. And yeah. So H.P. Lovecraft created the Necronomicon.
No.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I thought it was like Aleister Crowley or something.
No, he's way after him. Not way after, but Aleister Crowley. No, Aleister Crowley, he's him. He's evil.
I didn't know that. That wine smells really good. What are you drinking?
Conundrum.
Is it a
cat? It's one of my favorites. I think that is a blend.
Didn't you say that sort of all blends, all red wines?
Pretty much. I mean, it's just the percentage of Pinot or percentage of like
They had decoy at Summer's graduation party.
Decoy's good. Yeah. I mean, this is a good $20 bottle. Decoy is a $20 bottle. It's not bad.
I have to admit, I do miss drinking wine.
Yep, that is a good wine.
It says right here it is a dessert wine.
It's not.
Hey, I brought some Twinkies. Anybody want one?
Twinkies and wine? Oh, that's real class, Jan.
It says right here it is a dessert wine.
Yeah, I think it's made by, I thought Camus was the main family.
Oh, God, that shit's so good.
Not sure, but hey, conundrum.
All right. You said you were going to talk about your wines. Did you just drink that whole bottle just now?
No, I still got it.
Oh, it's up there.
Half bottle.
Anyway.
I will, though.
Yeah, so that was Evil Dead, and it was fucking great. Based on the Necronomicon. Hey, did you ever see that Bible? I don't know what it's called. It's big. It's like...
Oh, yeah, the Codex.
Yes.
Gigas.
Yeah, with like the picture of the devil in it, and they can't figure out what it is.
The book is almost as big as this table. And there's all these different drawings, and there's herbs, and there's pictures of a lot of different things. And they said it's the devil's Bible.
Yeah, but it's pretty much more like a fucking science encyclopedia of the day.
Right, right.
But it also has like stories and tales.
Right.
And some scientific things, there's stuff medical that
I don't think they've...
And some shit they can't figure out.
Right. There's stuff they don't even know what the meaning of anything is.
That drawing's cool, though, that devil man.
Yeah.
I'd like to get that as a tattoo, too. I thought about that for a while.
Yeah. It almost looks like the Shela na Gig from the Celtic folklore.
What do you know about that? You're a fucking Viking.
It's all that region.
I'm Celtic.
You're Irish.
That's Celtic. It always bothered me that the basketball team was called the Celtics. They're not. They're the Celtics.
The Celtics, right.
Just like fucking New York, people live on Houston Street. I'm like, it's not Houston. It's Houston.
Yeah.
Because it's named after fucking Sam Houston. Not just because you mispronounce it makes it okay.
Right, fuckers.
Like living in Ohio next to Milan, Ohio. It's Milan. It's the people from Milan named the fucking town after the town.
It's just, you know, everybody wants their own little thing.
What about Funky Cole Medina?
Yes.
Have you ever been to River Styx, Ohio?
No.
There's literally a city named River Styx, Ohio.
Huh.
It's a truck stop. It's not even a truck stop. It's like a store.
Hell, Ohio.
That sounds right, too.
Yeah.
Dude, River Styx is weird. It's always kind of cold, and there's a lot of mosquitoes. It's like in a little holler. It's down by, like, Wadsworth.
All right.
But, yeah, it's called River Styx. Wow. They named a fucking their town after the river that runs through Hades.
River Styx.
What a great name for a band, man.
It didn't run through Hades. It actually transports you to Hades. And the, what's his name?
Karen.
Karen, the ferryman.
I got him at work, you know. He's sitting on my desk.
From, Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titians.
Titians.
All right, guys.
Well, hey.
Well, wait. No, let's do this. So, yeah. So, tell them again about our merch page or whatever.
So, go to FrightShirts.com.
Yep.
A lot of different horror shirts, a lot of movie shirts, a lot of stickers, things like that.
Also, not just horror movies, serial killers.
Satan.
Lots of satanic shit. That's what I always tell everybody when I'm showing them shirts. I'm like, this is Jim's whole page. I'm like, Jim made a bunch of satanic shit.
No. Hail Satan. Though. I did.
Okay, so here I'm looking through the long list. Dude, these are all movies I've watched on social media. That are good. These are I only put the good ones in here.
Social media?
Or streaming services. Oh, man. There's some fucking weird ones in here, dude. We got to watch some of these. Was it Coherence?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. We got to watch that one.
I thought it was good. It just, there was something.
Did you see Woman?
No.
You haven't seen The Woman?
No.
The Woman?
No. Not The Woman, no.
That's the next movie we're doing, folks. See you then.
How new is it?
Bye.
Bye.